This is Wattio Ritterloo.
Welcome to another episode of Mono a Mono right here on CKMS 102.7. This is a neat one. What we're starting back up is inducting more albums into the concept album Mono a Mono Hall of Fame. This band, though, I may as well jump right into it. The band that we're going to induct today is the Mars Volta. We've already inducted the Mars Volta into the Concept Album Hall of Fame for two of their other albums. And we've done something kind of weird with the Mars Volta, and I believe it to be intentional. What we're going to induct today and listen to from start to end, if you don't know about Concept Album, if you look back to episode one, we inducted a 5440 album in, and we did that because we had Neil Osborne and Brad Merritt of 5440 in the Mono a Mono studios, and we were talking with Brad Merritt about how people don't sit down and listen to an album from start to end anymore. And so that's where concept album came from. The idea of a concept album is an album that has an underlying story. But our idea of concept album is just the concept of putting together an album. Like, people are still doing albums, even though a lot of people just jump onto Spotify and listen to the number one or the best two or three singles from that album. But the concept of an album is still out there. People are still releasing albums. And whether they're great or not, people always comment on the album. When do they ever really sit down and listen to the album in its entirety? That's the idea of this show, is listening to the album in its entirety. And when we induct an album into the Concept Album Hall of Fame, that album is good from start to finish. Okay. Having said all that, the album we're inducting today is the brand new Mars Volta. It's an untitled self-titled album, the Mars Volta. And it's interesting because it was released about 10 years later from Nocturniquette. And it was the first time I found out about the Mars Volta after Nocturniquette, after they had broken up. And just, I couldn't believe these albums. Episode 3 of this concept album podcast series, we inducted Nocturniquette because it was unbelievable to me. Episode 24, we inducted Bedlam and Goliath, both Mars Volta albums. Now, if I am to read reviews about Mars Volta, people love the first two albums. They love Francis the Mute, they love Deloused in the Comatorium, and they say those are the best two albums. We started with Nocturniquette and Bedlam and Goliath. Nocturniquette, out of all the ones at the time, probably had the least favorable reviews. They were still favorable, but I mean the least amount of favorable reviews. So we inducted that one first to show they're unbelievable. Their whole discography is unbelievable. Then we did Bedlam. We might... octahedron and amputecture are awesome too, which I'm guessing by the end, all in all, when this podcast series is over, I'm guessing all of the Mars Volta albums will be inducted. This newest one, people have been humming and hawing over a little bit online, and Mars Volta released it well before their tour, because what they said is sometimes it takes their fans a little bit to get into their album. And I feel like that's the thing for this one. And I immediately loved Graveyard Love, second song coming up. But for the rest of it, I wasn't quite feeling it. I was listening to it and I was thinking, like, where's this crazy solo and the super fast drumming and the super long songs? And then I came to the realization and admitted to myself that I was listening for what I expected to be there based upon what I knew of Mars Volta. I wasn't listening for what was there. And I think if you can do that, if you can put aside what you're expecting Mars Volta to be and listen for the intricacies of what is actually there in the music, this is an unbelievable, fantastic album. So we're going to jump into it right now. Without further ado, here is the Mars Volta's brand new album, released approximately 10 years from Nocturnikit, right here on Mono a Mono.
Yeah. Crush by the weight of your crucible. You better walk, be I'm As far as I can tell, it's me waving back at you. And when that crowd, it came just to get you. All those pins in your map told me I should have known. It's hard for me to tell. Was that you in the frosted window?
if I have to find my way back home. In this floating deprivation, they could never deliver me. She says I'm done and bursts into
truancy of wasps begin trying to make us their home.